Now, 40-year-old film is one thing, but what about documents that are hundreds or thousands of years old? Well, I went to the Cambridge University Library to see how they repair ancient documents. Rebecca Goldie told me how they categorise the fragility of the manuscripts when they arrive.
The collection that I'm working on actually arrives more in fragments. As you can see, they're kind of torn up, they've been eaten by insects, they've still got dirt on them from, well, some of them are found in cemeteries.
They're all kind of falling apart in their various states. Some of them just have little holes in, other ones are literally being stuck back together.
Yeah.
How do you determine what kind of work it needs to be done on each of the fragments?
We need to assess the stability of the inks, seeing as what the text says is what's most important for the researchers. In order to do that, we look at the inks under a linen tester, which is like a tiny microscope, and we give it a category of 1 to 3, where 1 is a stable ink and 3 is a really bad one. This is an example of one with category 1, where we place the linen tester over the ink and use a sable head brush over it. And as you look through, you will see the ink doesn't move.
I'm looking through what's basically like a mini microscope, and I can see that as Rebecca brushes over it, a bit of the dust is being removed, but the letters are sticking onto the paper just fine. So that's a level 1.
That's 1. We don't need to worry about that. We can go through conservation without worrying that we're going to destroy it. And then category 3, if we just gently brush across it, we might actually brush away some of the ink, and that means that the rest of the conservation process could potentially damage the fragment.
What methods can you use to conserve this without damaging the writing?
First of all, we would try to see if it was possible to clean it under magnification. However, if this just seems like it's not going to work and is going to cause further damage, then we put the fragment aside for ink consolidation.
Ink consolidation makes sure the writing remains stuck to the most delicate level 3 manuscripts. Lucy Cheng has been working on a method to conserve these fragile letters.
We have researched into various consolidant, and the result reveals that isinglass might be one of the possible solutions. Isinglass is an adhesive, and in a lower concentration, it could be used as a consolidant. It's known to be tacky, and it works at a lower viscosity. What we like about it is that it's also chemically inert with a pH value of 6 to 7.
So I can see here on your desk, you've got a funny looking packet full of, well, it looks like some exotic food. Is this isinglass?
This is isinglass. So isinglass is basically made from the bladder of a sturgeon. Basically, the fish were prepared in such a way that the bladder is separated, cleaned, and dried. And this is what you see in front of you.
You've got a big jar of little glass discs.
Our plan is to run the solution through an ultrasonic mister and mist the solution onto the text area. And the hope is that the tackiness of the solution would help the ink resettle onto the paper.
Okay, so you're basically spraying this very gentle adhesive over the old manuscripts, mm-hmm. and it'll stick the words down to the paper. And then at that point, you can further clean them or repair the manuscript if needs be.
Exactly.
Even after sticking the ink back down, there's often further work that needs to be done. For example, folds in the parchment can make the text illegible. Mary French explained how these folds can be ironed out without damaging the fragments.
One thing that we do typically, especially where the folds obscure text, is that we can humidify them and then unfurl them and press them flat so that text can be revealed and the objects can lie flat. And one way in which we do that is with the use of agar. It's derived from marine vegetable. It's usually red algae.
It's just the same stuff that I used in my microbiology degree.
Yeah, it's one of the interesting things about conservation is that we are able to use materials that come from a variety of disciplines, I guess the word would be. So this piece right here was initially folded over. These at some point had been humidified and then pressed flat, and certain areas had been folded over and remained that way once they'd been pressed. It was probably about 100 years ago.
This is a pretty large fragment that we're looking at here, but it's got some impressive holes in. What was the state of this when you first got your hands on it?
So the interesting thing about these holes is that they were actually there when the scribe first wrote the manuscript. They were defects in the parchment itself during the manufacturing process. So these were probably tiny, tiny holes to begin with when the skin was fresh and unstretched. but as they stretched them during the parchment making process, the holes expanded. And sometimes you'll see areas where the parchment has been stitched up prior to stretching in an attempt to avoid that. So anyway, with the folds, what I do is I take a piece of agar and then I put it on top of the fold, like so, just in the area where the fold is, so it's very targeted, very precise. And then I let it sit there and wait. Usually it's weighed down just on the sides to make sure that it has even contact with the surface of the parchment. And then once it's reached the level of optimum humidification, it just gets folded back over, pressed flat with silicone release paper to prevent sticking, and then some blotter to help wick away the moisture.
It's kind of like a fancy way of steam ironing. Like I used to do this with my homework. If it got too folded up, you could just whack it under the steam iron, and then the moisture in the steam would help to flatten it out.
Yeah, it's like that without the heat, and it's less aggressive as a form of conveying moisture.
Gentle ironing.
Yeah, very, very gentle.
Thanks very much to Lucy Cheng, Rebecca Goldie and Mary French from Cambridge University Library.
Now look, can we just... You were ironing your homework.
Well, yeah, if you've
what
stuffed
you
it
doing?
In your pockets or whatever, and it's got to be presentable when it gets there, then you iron that homework, comes out good as new. You just ask these conservators.
Where'd you get the iron from? At school?
Oh, no, I do that. My mum would be like, oh, your homework's a right mess. And you could normally scrape the mud off, but if you're going to get the folds out, got to get the iron on it.